You are listening to Classical Mornings here at the New Classical FM. Now, tomorrow night at the Beth Zedek Congregation, the New Classical FM is very proud to sponsor the New York Cantors, three of the brightest rising young stars in American Jewish music. This is pretty cool. It's in partnership, brought to you by Beth Zedek, in partnership with the Canadian Friends of Tel Aviv University. And joining me in the studio is Stephen Alder, who's the executive director of the Canadian Friends of Tel Aviv University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Tell me a bit about the three cantors, because this is, I mean, you know, everyone's heard of like the three tenors and things like that, but is this along the same lines?
Very, very similar, and it's extraordinary because you see three cantors from three different types of backgrounds. So
I
not only in their style, but in their own culture. So you'll have the Sephardic cantor, a lot more of a European flair. You'll have the Ashkenazi cantor. So bringing together three cantors from fantastic, diverse backgrounds, a little bit different culture, singing music in harmony. The concerts are absolutely extraordinary.
Wow. And these are practicing cantors in New York City. Do all three of them come from a different borough?
They do.
Absolutely.
We have like the Bridge and Tunnel crowd. We have the Manhattan crowd. We have a New Jersey. We have everybody covered off. It's fantastic.
That's amazing. Now, in terms of their performances, is it traditional or is it jazzed up and more modern? Or
so it really is a fantastic mix where they will stay true in some of their songs to really some of the tunes and styles that people are very likely to know.
Right.
And then they'll also take some modern songs, including Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and mix in a little bit of Hebrew, a little bit of English, do it in a bit of a very dramatic cantorial flair.
Wow. Now, obviously, I would think that they're not on stage themselves. They're probably joined by some instrumentalists.
Oh, 16.
16 of them, as a matter of fact.
A 16-piece orchestra, a four-person choir, a conductor, and a partridge in a pear tree. But it really is quite the setup, and it truly is an amazing musical experience.
Are all the musicians from New York as well?
No.
They're all Toronto?
They're all local-based musicians.
Okay.
It's only the cantors and a tour manager who are flying in.
Okay. Have they ever been in Canada before?
Not these three.
So
what happens is some of them have done their own solo shows where they will come through, but these three in this arrangement have never sung here in Toronto.
So it's a Canadian premiere.
It is indeed.
That is fantastic. Now, tell me a bit about the organization that you belong to that is co-producing the show, the Friends of Canadian Friends of Tel Aviv University.
Yeah, thank you. So we are the fundraising and awareness arm for the university itself. It is the largest university in Israel with a student population of about 33,000 students and, 17 affiliated hospitals.
Wow.
As I tell people here locally, if you think sort of U of T a little bit smaller, around the size of McMaster, with that amount of breadth. But interestingly, we are also the feeder school for the Israeli Philharmonic. So Maestro Zubin Mehta founded our music program.
Right.
And it is ranked annually as one of the top music programs in the world.
And he just recently retired.
He did. And of course, there is a very strong local tie here with his son.
Mervan. Sure. Yeah.
Sir. So it is it's an extraordinary music program. In fact, all of the money raised from the event tomorrow, from the concert, will go to support scholarships.
Oh, nice.
For students to attend TAU.
Now, forgive me if I show my ignorance,
sure,
which is a daily basis, as longtime listeners will know. Can you define to me what exactly a cantor is?
Sure. A cantor will be the person who will sing a lot of the prayers. So the rabbi will be the person who will lead it. The cantor will be, I don't want to call it sort of a 2IC, but it will be, it is a religious leader, a cultural leader who sings, who chants.
Right.
And who leads the congregation many times in prayer through song.
Now, if okay, say a non-Jew layman, yes, like myself were to attend tomorrow night's concert, I guess, is there like a sing-along component? If you know it, you sing along?
I would suspect it's maybe a little bit like going to the opera.
Okay, there we go.
So where, you know, I don't speak Italian, I also don't necessarily always go to the opera, but when I have, it's not something where I have felt, oh, wait, I don't understand what they're saying, right. So how do I follow?
Yeah.
You know, there may very well be songs that they know, mm-hmm, and in fact, even for people who are not religious, because this is a musical concert. It's not a religious event. It's not it's nothing where you have to know something in order to be there.
Fantastic.
It's simply a matter of, if you enjoy music, if you enjoy different type of arrangements, if you enjoy, you know, really hearing powerful voices singing in a room that has a tremendous ability to really carry the sound.
Oh, it's an amazing acoustic there.
It should be a fantastic evening.
It should be indeed. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, and it sounds like a spectacular concert. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Been speaking to Stephen Adler, the Executive Director of Canadian Friends of Tel Aviv University, about a concert happening tomorrow evening at Beth Zenik Congregation. That's at 1700 Bathurst Street. It is the New York, I want to say the three, but it is the New York Cantors, three of the brightest rising young stars in American Jewish music. You want to go to this because it does sound like an incredible time. Here's the website to get tickets, www.cftau.ca.